have to get to what happened here. Oh, man, I had something here that I was looking for.
Oh, you're just as bad as me.
Here it is.
Oh. I mean, you're just as good as me.
Yeah.
It's just as organized. Good job, Rover.
I think we're going to try and get this guy on. This guy is a lawmaker in Memphis. This guy, G.A. Hardaway. I don't know anything about this guy, but holy moly, this guy must be a genius. Why hasn't anyone done this before? This guy has put together a bill which would require, before a child support payment is ordered by the court system, they require a DNA test to make sure that you really are the father of that child. This is such genius, such simple genius. Of course. Why don't they do that all the time?
Wait, you're telling me it wasn't like that before?
No.
I thought that was how it worked. It
how many stories have we done, Dieter? Where you say where the guy finds out that he's not the father?
Right.
Well, why don't you just ask if you're the guy? Be like, hey, I want to make sure. So you're telling me guys will just start paying because they think it's their child? They don't even double check? I didn't know that. I didn't know people were that stupid
until last year. Dumb didn't know if that daughter of his was his baby, and
yeah.
We made him take a test, and it was, in fact. So he pays all this money.
He had a little bit of doubt.
At first, I never questioned it. I wasn't to the point where I was like, maybe I should look into this. But when you guys started talking and saying, you know, who knows what might have happened, I definitely wanted to find out. So, yeah. This is a great idea.
Yeah, this is a great idea, and this guy sounds like a genius to me. That just makes common sense. A lot of times these guys end up paying child support, and then 5 years later they find out the kid isn't theirs. They had no reason to suspect the kid wasn't theirs, but then they find out that their ex-wife or their ex-girlfriend was cheating on them. They're paying this child support for the past 5 years for a kid that wasn't theirs. They cannot get that back, and in most cases, they make the guy continue paying it, even for a kid that's not his. When they find out it's not his, they go, well, it's in the best interest of the child for you to keep paying, so you have to keep paying. That's the biggest
insane scam.
Somebody
has to. The biggest ripoff. I couldn't believe it. Probably when I first heard a story like that 4 or 5 years ago, a guy called the show and told us that story. He was going through that. I said, no, that's incorrect. I started doing research into it. It is very, very common that a guy will find out a kid isn't his and a judge will order him to continue paying the child support. Not only can he not get the child support back that he's been paying for the past 5 years, but he has to continue paying that child support until the kid is 18 years old. You think, no, that doesn't happen frequently. It happens all the time. I've long said guys get screwed. This should be not only a state law down in Tennessee. This should be a federal law everywhere that they require you. If you want to make a claim against me, you want to say that that's my kid? All right, prove it, bitch. Even if you're not making a claim, that even if you think it's your kid, even if you're not disputing it, you still need to get the test done. Because you may find out 2 or 3 years later that she was banging the mailman.
But Robert,
or the pool guy. You don't know. So it should be required that guys do this test and that the kid is subjected to the DNA test to make sure that it really is the guy's kid. So we don't continue to get ripped off. And everyone should be in support of this law. There's no reason not to be in support of this law.
If you had a 5-year-old little girl, Rover, and it was with some chick, and she says, Rover, this is your kid, and you start paying per month, say you paid $500 a month for this little girl, and then 5 years later, and you love her, and you see her, and it's your baby, she lives with her mother, but you still give child support. Say 5 years old, you find out, oh, my God, this isn't my little girl.
Uh-huh.
you're then going to not continue to support and provide for your little baby?
Not in a heartbeat. Yeah, what's not the question? In a million
but you
years.
Love this no, little girl.
I would
you
not,
love
but, I,
this
but
girl.
I hate my ex more. There's no way, not a chance in hell.
Could you then?
I would continue to provide support for the kid that isn't mine.
Why
not
give
a
that money
years.
To a college fund, a trust fund that will go to
because
directly to her?
It's not my kid. Why doesn't the mother track down the real father and make him pay for a college fund?
But for 5 years, you thought that was your baby, and you have
good.
This bond.
So
and this
really,
love.
I should get paid for the past 5 years,
no.
and I was ripped off. I was duped into believing that.